You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.3 WPLN. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Jewish families in Nashville this week are retelling the story of Hanukkah. The Maccabees fighting against a ruler that was persecuting Judaism, an oil lamp that burned miraculously in the temple for 8 days. It's a story of religious freedom. And WPLN's Emily Siner takes us into the home of one Nashville woman who knows too well what it's like when that freedom is taken away.
So George is making latkes, and latkes are potato pancakes. We serve them with applesauce, and some people like it with sour cream. My name is Frances Cutler-Hahn. I'm a child survivor of the Holocaust. I was born in Paris, France in 1938, and 2 years later, Hitler entered Paris. So when I was about three or so, my parents put me in what I call a children's home. After a while, I was taken from the children's home to a farm to stay with a Catholic family on the outskirts of Paris. My mother was deported to the detention camp Drancy, and from there to Auschwitz, and she was gassed immediately. The farm, I do not remember as a happy place. I missed my mother, and I was angry. A three-year-old without her mother is angry, and that was a difficult thing for me to understand as an adult, because you know that my parents had done the right thing and saved my life. There were some Jewish parents who would not hide their children with Christians, and those children were less likely to survive.
Were you aware at all that your religion was different than everyone else around you?
No, because at that age, I didn't know I was Jewish. And I think the Catholic family on the farm may not have known I was Jewish. It would have been to their advantage not to know. One of the memories I have is that the children giggled at night when they prayed to the statue of the Virgin Mary because I didn't know the prayers.
Hanukkah is all about displaying your Judaism. You know, you put them, traditionally put the menorah in the window. And
yes, and I am not comfortable doing that. It's not that I'm uncomfortable about being Jewish, but I am not as comfortable showing that I'm Jewish because I am still more fearful. The massacre at the Tree of Life, I mean, that was extremely scary. And the incident in Charlottesville, Virginia, and seeing swastikas and the hate messages, not only against Jews, but against many minorities. I find it a scary time.
What are you going to be thinking about tonight as you light the menorah?
I think of Hanukkah as a happy holiday, and to me, it's a family gathering, and I am so thankful to have a loving daughter and a loving husband. I feel very lucky to have the life that I have.
That was Frances Cutler-Hahn speaking to WPLN's Emily Siner. You can find a photo of a young Frances with her mother on our website, WPLN.org.